What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. Carl Risley grew up on the Gold Coast in Queensland and reckons that he held his first trumpet when he was around the age of four. He played the trumpet throughout school, but it was only towards the end of high school that he really felt he could make a career from his talent. When a good friend joined the Royal Australian Navy as a trombone player, Carl was inspired to do the same and signed up the following year as a full-time musician in the Navy. Fast forward to last year's Australian Idol, and Carl was the surprise find of the competition. Not because he's not incredibly talented, he is, but because his style certainly didn't fit the usual Idol mould. He made it to the top three in that competition, and his new album, The Rise, is now in stores. He joins me on the line now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Hey, Rodney. Thanks for having me, mate.
I imagine your musical inspirations were a little bit different to the kind of music that your friends were listening to when you were growing up.
Yeah, definitely. I did have sort of two sort of very different groups of friends, you know, all the way through school. I always had my mates that were just, I was about to say normal, but just, you know, like just, they liked just general stuff. And then I had, I always had my mates that were into the same music as me, and they were instrumentalists as well and musicians, and we always spent a lot of time together. So I always had the two elements there, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And what was the sort of music you were listening to as you were growing up then?
Because my dad's a trumpet player, he always used to play a lot of old bands and Blood, Sweat and Tears and Earth, Wind & Fire and Chicago and all those sort of bands among, you know, Louis Armstrong and even Vince Jones is sort of more contemporary these days, but, you know, just different bands really that relate more to the trumpet and relate more to jazz.
When you're talking about your time in the Navy, exactly what did that involve?
That basically involved me going to recruit school for 3 months and learning all about the Navy and becoming a sailor before anything else. And then I went straight off to the Sydney band and just worked with the full-time band there. And we would travel around and provide support for all the troops, anywhere they might be, or just providing any sort of any musical element to any of the functions that the Navy has.
And when you were supporting the troops, when you were going overseas and supporting them there, I guess it must have been a thrill to help them just forget, even for a few moments, what was going on around them.
Yeah, that's right. We always travelled over to Iraq, and they're still doing it today, over Christmas and New Year, to just provide, yeah, that morale support for the guys. It's, you know, it's definitely hard over those sort of periods without their families.
What was it that made you decide to try out on Australian Idol?
I didn't really want to try out, to be honest. I lost a bet to a mate who really wanted me to audition among with my parents. I lost a bet with him, and I wanted him to play for the National Navy soccer side at the time. And when he went to audition, he got in by default because they were low on players. So I had to go and audition. I thought I'd just embarrass myself and walk out with my head between my legs. They loved it, so it was great.
You certainly weren't a vocalist to start with. You were a trumpet player, and yet Idol is a vocal competition. So how did you go about psyching yourself up to go and sing in front of a crowd?
Yeah. Well, I'd done a little bit of singing with the Navy band, but the main singer, I was employed as a trumpet player. I would fill in for him every now and then, every few months or something. I did that for a couple of years. So I was used to doing a little bit of singing, but yeah, this was completely different. So it was funny. I remember playing my trumpet, you know, in front of the judges just to try and, you know, relax myself and try and get it all out there. But it was just a really interesting journey.
And you certainly won the judges over, as you certainly won the crowd over and the audience at home who were voting for you. What was that feeling like week after week? Did you think, oh no, they're going to find out I'm not really a singer after all?
Yeah. I always felt like I was tricking everyone. I was like, oh, I'm just getting out there and I'm just doing what I can, and I'll try and trick you, you know. It's a very weird sort of sensation. I just basically had to go out there and have fun and be an entertainer and work on my singing chops as I went along, you know.
And hopefully you've finally come to the realisation that, yes, you do have a great voice.
Uh, I think I'm sort of getting there. I think I have a little bit more talent in the vocal region than I thought I did.
What was the highlight for you of going through Australian Idol? Was it really finding your voice, or was it learning along the way? What was the highlight?
I think the highlight would just be just meeting the people I met, you know, like John Foreman and Aaron Clark and all my mates, you know, in the Idol as well, but mainly also definitely the band members, all of those guys. 90% of the guys that you saw on stage every week actually played on the album, so we became really close mates.
So is there a different side to the judges with the help that they give you day after day when you're with them right throughout the week?
Well, actually, you hardly ever see the judges. You interact with them maybe for a few minutes before you go on, before the show starts, or in between the rehearsal show and the show on Sunday, and that's about it. And then they go home, and you're too busy trying to catch up with family and friends that came and saw the show afterwards. So, I mean, you hardly ever see them.
And how hard is it to say, okay, they've just been a little bit savage at one time or another. How much of that do I take on board and try to improve, or does it just get you down?
No, I definitely tried not to get down about any of the comments. I just sort of sifted through all of them and tried to pick the ones which I thought were genuine, and tried to differentiate the ones that I thought were just for TV, you know, because they're certainly there, and you've got to make sure you make the right choice and take the right options.
And eventually your talent shines through and the people at home vote with their phones. And
that's right.
Did it amaze you that you got through to being in the last three?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I still can't sort of believe it, but I don't know. It just goes so quickly, you know. You're having a lot of fun, but you're working really hard, and the time just flies. And I remember before I even knew it, I was top six, and I thought, holy moly, this is big stuff. You know, I could actually go through to the big band night, which was top four, which I thought I'd never ever get to. It's an amazing experience.
And how was it when you did get to the big band night and finally you're playing music that's in your genre?
That was an absolute thrill, because the guys you saw on stage are they're more often than not referred to as the Sydney All-Star Big Band, and that's like the big band to play with in Australia, and that was a dream that night, just to play with them.
Of course, you've now released your album, The Rise, and it's got a lot of great songs on it. And, of course, the first single release, This Guy's In Love With You, and a wonderful version, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a bit about putting that album together. Did you just decide, okay, I've been through Idol, now I need to put an album together, or did you wait until you found the right people to put that together with?
I started actually thinking about it straight after Idol, as soon as it finished, because John said to me, we became really close mates, and he said, mate, we'll do an album after this, and couldn't believe it, so I just started working on it, and over the Christmas period, we just got together. We didn't have any label backing, or I didn't have a manager or anything. Me and John just set out on this track, and we just found Universal and my manager, Ralph Carr, sort of on the way, and they loved all the concept. All the ideas and the concept, and we had a ball and ended up recording in January.
How did you go about choosing the songs that eventually made it onto the CD?
A lot of the songs, most of them are very, you know, they're influenced from when I was really young, you know, through my dad, and there's one of my mum's favourite songs on there, and a lot of songs that I just really enjoyed, and I have a lot of memories attached to a few of them as I was growing up, and John suggested one, and my manager suggested one, and Universal suggested one. So we all had a lot of fun doing it, and it was just me and John. Just we just basically said, yes, that's going to be good, and we'll arrange that. And it was pretty cool. It was a simple process, really.
And it must have been fun getting into the studio and finally starting to put those tracks together and working on the arrangements.
Yeah, certainly. Well, it was very cool. I remember sitting with John at the piano, going, whoa. You know, we should do this and we should do that, and then just hearing them actually being recorded and actually hearing it in full version with the full band for the first time was great.
So what are your hopes for the album from here? Are you going to continue to tour around and do shows around Australia to let people see it live?
Yeah, I would really like to. it's not quite up to me. Like, it's up to Universal a little bit, but I want to get around everywhere and just tour the album and all that, because that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? I'd like to take the album overseas too at one point, maybe next year or the year after. Just I'd like to get my name set in concrete here in Australia, though, first. But we've got all lots of little plans happening, you know.
I hope they come together for you, because you've got some great talent there, and it's been really great to follow your journey on Idol, but also to see this magnificent album that you've produced since. We wish you all the best for it, and I've got to say, Carl, thanks for the music, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
Oh, no, thank you very much for having me, Ronnie, and thanks to all my fans out there, really, and to all the voters, because I wouldn't be here without them.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.